Welcome to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Now get ready for another episode of Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I'll be bringing you brand new, mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you can do at home, and a lot more on this edition of the program. The results are in. I know you're asking yourself, why results? Well, for one thing, I have in my hands the official report regarding the results of the Genesis experiment. All right. This is when we all worked together all over the world for over a month, focusing our thoughts on a sterile bottle of hermetically sealed water to see if we could create life inside of it, just by thinking about it, as compared to a control. Yes, I have the results. I am going to reveal them to you momentarily. Secondly, I'm finally going to talk to you about the government's recent report on the UFO phenomenon, UAP. There are lots of different acronyms that are used. And you might be thinking, well, that came out weeks ago. Well, the producers of this show at iHeart, they like for me to record these programs weeks in advance, and they are meant to be evergreen. So that's why I am just now able to give you my thoughts on this report. And that's also why that you should always subscribe to my free e-newsletter at joshuapwarren.com, so that if there's something more time sensitive, I can get it to you quickly. But I have been out of town. I've been traveling all over Nevada and California, filming with the Travel Channel. I can't talk about a lot of, you know, I can talk about some of the stuff that I did, but I can't really talk about the show. But it's a good one, and I'll give you more information on what I've been up to later. But man, I kind of feel intimidated. I have such a big stack of information here I want to get to. So let me just dive right in. All right, let's start with the Genesis experiment. All right, now just to refresh you, what I did a few months ago is I got two identical plastic bottles of hermetically sealed sterile water used for medical purposes. Like, you know, you're in the field or whatever, and you're going to do surgery. And so, 100 milliliters apiece. And all of you who participated, you went to a website and you saw a picture of it and you had a rough idea of where it was located, and you focused on one of these bottles and thought about life teeming inside. And I had a control in a very similar climate nearby, and you didn't have the information on that. So after over a month of all of you around the world focusing on this, it was time for me to take them to be tested. And I knew this was going to be a little bit of a tricky process, because living here in Las Vegas, one thing I can tell you is that we have some of the best water scientists in the entire world right here. And that's because that this is just a big barren desert. And the only reason that we have a world famous city here
that sustains so many people is because that engineers and scientists have learned how to expertly create what is probably the best, the most efficient water system in the world, I would say. I mean, they say that every drop of water that goes down the drain is, you know, recycled. Like 99.9% of the water is recycled. It's super efficient. And we all are worried right now because the water levels are dropping. There's been a big drought. But anyway, look, I got access to the top scientists. So here's the thing. I picked the top water analysis lab in Las Vegas. And my plan was very simple. I'm just going to walk in there and explain to them what what I've been doing. Because I did place a phone call, and the guy who called me back was like, what are we testing for? And so I realized, like, I can't beat around the bush. There are so many different tests. I just have to go in and try to explain what I'm up to. So I walked in the door of this lab, and there was a young lady sitting at the front desk. And I said, okay, I have an unusual request. And she did not seem impressed by that opening line at all. Okay, not even a smile. And I said, I host this podcast, blah, 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 blah. And we do these sort of collective consciousness experiments sometimes. And I had thousands of people around the world focus on this bottle of water to see if, you know, we could create life or something unusual in here while we had a control. So I just am wondering, like, what kind of test can we do to see if there's any difference between these two bottles? So she listens to that whole spiel, and then she goes, hang on a second. I need to go get Steve. All right. So then he comes out, and I'm thinking, oh boy, are they just going to tell me, get the heck out of here, dude? Like, this, I don't know what you're talking about, you crazy man, you know, but so this scientist comes out, and he's looking at me with a, you know, he's got a very curious expression. So I go through the same spiel. And I said, what kind of test do you think we should do here? And he goes, well, we could test for this and that and this and that. And I'm thinking, maybe, obviously, you know, they're cool with just me saying I have some water and, like, yeah, we'll take your money, you know, whatever. And then he goes, now what's your podcast again? And I told him about this podcast, and he goes, oh, Coast to Coast AM? George Norrie? Turns out this scientist is a coastie. He's a Coast to Coast AM fan. And the young lady at the front desk, once she learns more about who I am, she goes, oh, I'm into ghosts. And I know Dave Schrader and Jeff Belanger, and I've been to the Stanley Hotel, and I've been to the Queen Mary. And all of a sudden I realize that the Lord has handed me the two perfect people here to understand the bizarro nuances of this weird metaphysical experiment that I'm creating here. And I was like, you guys get it. All right. Awesome. This is, I mean, I could not have expected a better outcome. So anyway, so he came up with you know, the right kinds of tests and things, and I'm not even going to try to explain all of it, but it was mainly based upon, you know, just trying to detect any sign of life. So I gave him the samples, I paid up, and they said, like, you know, we'll have the results in about a week. And I realized as we were walking out the door and I was handing out my business cards, I was like, I'm going to be doing some more water experiments with you guys, now that you know sort of what I'm up to. And they were like, great, you know, bring it on. And it just ended up being this sort of magical, you know, synchronicity. So anyway, a week went by and I got the results. And I'm looking at the report in my hand. And it said on both samples, the one that we all focused on and the one that was the control, there was a non-detect, meaning they didn't get anything. They were exactly the same. They were sterile, just like, you know, they were supposed to be. So according to the test they did, it was the same experiment that it was the same result that I got years ago when I did this experiment. But now they understand more about what I'm up to. And so I have decided I'm going to reproduce this experiment, but I'm going to do it a little bit differently this time. This time somebody contacted me and said, why don't you put them in glass instead of plastic? Because that can contaminate things. I think I'm going to put them in glass. And instead of having them sealed, I'm going to expose them to air. Not entirely. Maybe I'll have a sponge or something like that that will just allow some air in there, because life as we know it on this planet requires, you know, access to oxygen or air in some form. And so it reminds me a lot of the rice experiment that I did also. If you've seen that on YouTube, where I talked to two bowls of rice for a while, and I said to one of them, I love you, and I said to the other one, I hate you, and did that for, I think a couple of months, and boy, at the end of that, the one I said I love you to looked a lot better. We have to take a break. When we come back, I will get into my opinion of the new government UFO report, and I want you to realize this podcast is free. It's freely available. And I have a lot of free stuff that I give away all the time. But if you want the free stuff and you also want to take advantage of breaking news and new experiments, go to joshuapwarren.com. Take 2 seconds. Put your name into my e-newsletter bank there. Subscribe, hit submit, and you will get some instant good luck charms sent to you and some other really cool stuff and all my breaking news, all for free. I am Joshua P. Warren, and you are listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Strange Things coming right up.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings, that frustrating thing your mom does, or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/strangethings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/strangethings.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. It's if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Art Bell Vault never disappoints. Classic audio at your fingertips. Go now to coasttocoastam.com for full details.
Hey folks, producer Tom here, reminding you to make sure and check out our official Coast to Coast AM YouTube channel. For many of us, YouTube is our go-to place for audio-visual media, and we here at Coast to Coast are happy to share free hour-long excerpts of Coast to Coast AM with you, our loyal fans and new listeners. Our YouTube channel offers many different Coast to Coast AM hour-long pieces of audio on numerous topics, including ufology, extraterrestrials, conspiracies, strange creatures, prophecies, and much, much more. There's even a section that includes our most popular uploads, such as many of the David Pilates shows on people disappearing in national parks. To visit or subscribe, just go to YouTube and type in Coast to Coast AM Official, or you can simply go to the coasttocoastam.com website and click on the YouTube icon at the top. It's the official Coast to Coast AM YouTube channel. You're going to love this. Just get on over to coasttocoastam.com and start your free listening now.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, beaming into your wormhole brain from my studio in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, where every day is golden and every night is silver. And yes, I'm looking forward to creating the next phase of the Genesis experiment. Now that we know we have good scientists, some of the best water scientists in the world right here, happy to work with us and just see what we can come up with. So stay tuned for that. Pretty cool, huh? But yes, there is another topic that's been on everybody's mind lately, and that is the recent release of the government's UFO report. And instead of, you know, and I've looked at the actual document itself, but, and, you know, I figured that the best way of addressing this with you is to read a summary of this report written by Tim Benall for the Coast to Coast AM website. And then I'll just pause at times and comment on this, but he did a great job, as he always does. After months of fevered speculation as to what insights it might contain, the Pentagon's long-awaited report on UFOs has been released to the public. It says the 9-page document. Now, let me stop right there. 9-page document. Do you see how big these bills are that these politicians, these legislators put out there? Thousands of pages long with all the pork that they want to push through, all the money, all the funding. Okay, thousands of pages all the time. You can't even read that. And now we are dealing with one of the most amazing and, you know, potentially earth-shattering subjects in the history of the world. A topic that we have been studying since at least World War II in this country. And they give us a 9-page document. What a joke. What a joke. Not a surprise. But I don't want to just downplay this, because they said something shocking, which I thought was amazing, which I love about this report. I'll get to that in a second. Anyway, the 9-page document is said to serve as, quote, an intelligence assessment of the threat posed by unidentified aerial phenomena, UAP, as well as, quote, the progress the Department of Defense Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force has made in understanding this threat, end quote. So it goes on to say the report specifically laments that, now listen to this, are you ready? This is good. The report specifically laments that, quote, the limited amount of high quality reporting on unidentified aerial phenomena hampers our ability to draw firm conclusions about the nature or intent of UAP, end quote. That was the most amazing part of this whole report, that they used the word intent. Now, you've heard me talk about the Brown Mountain Lights, for example, in Western North Carolina, which may be at, you know, in the most basic way, face level, whatever you want to call it, may just be a natural phenomenon that we're witnessing. I never talk about the intent of the Brown Mountain Lights. This is one of the biggest leaps in the history of studying what we call UFOs. The United States government saying that it hampers our ability to draw firm conclusions about the nature or intent of UAP. That word intent is an admission that there is some intelligence, some control there that we can presume is behind these things. So that's the big shocker. It goes on to say in this summary by Tim Banal, to that end, they note that there was no standardized method for reporting UFO encounters until the Navy developed a process back in March of 2019, and then the Air Force followed in November of 2020. With that in mind, the report stresses that the majority of cases that were examined for the assessment come from this period of time. Additionally, it explained the study, quote, focused on reports that involve UAP largely witnessed firsthand by military aviators and that were collected from systems that we considered to be reliable, end quote. So that's another, you know, clue there for, or a clue for you about, like, why now? Why is this happening now? Well, we have systems that are more reliable. And then, you know, they break it down. I'm not going to go through each one of these. Actually, it's not necessary. You can read up on this in many, many places, and they look at the possibility of, like, you know, it could be this or that. But ultimately, what I believe they're saying here is that they do not believe these are technologies from China or Russia. So the U.S. is saying these other technologically advanced countries, China and Russia, are not producing this, and we're not producing it, And we don't know what their intent is. So we don't know what they are. They're not ours. They're not theirs. And do you see people, you know, jumping up and down? No. That's how it works in the government these days. But they've admitted it over and over again. I mean, it's been released. How many times do you have to hear this? How many ways do you have to hear it? These things are flying around. They are intelligent. They are intelligently controlled. We don't know what their intent is, but, this is not, this should not be a shocker for you. This should not be a shocker. So how do you feel about living in this day and age when the U.S. government has acknowledged disclosure? I mean, if you're waiting for the president to get up and pull back a curtain and show you an alien, and that's your definition of disclosure, that's what you require, well, I don't know when that's going to happen for you. Probably never. Probably never. At least in your lifetime. But they are, they've done actually a pretty good job of telling you quite clearly that this is real. This is real. But we don't know what they are. And I think they're probably telling the truth. They don't know what they are. I will tell you something weird, though. I mentioned to you that I've been filming with the Travel Channel. I'm pretty worn out, by the way. Maybe you can tell if you listen to me a lot. You can probably tell. And when I was traveling around, I went to Laguna Beach, California at one point. And what's interesting is that when you're at Laguna Beach, and which is just a beautiful, breathtaking beach, it's just a big arc of shore, and you have all these sweeping cliffs above it, and I had a room right there on the cliff, and you hear these thunderous waves crashing on the rocks at night as you're going to sleep. It's amazing. And if you look out across the water there, you see Catalina Island. I've been to Catalina Island before, as a matter of fact. And a lot of the UFOs that are being seen now are being seen around Catalina Island. And so when I was there, I had heard that a lot of people just heard through the grapevine that a lot of people were seeing UFOs. So I was running around and I was asking people around that area if they had heard anything about UFOs. And this is a bit of a sad statement about humanity, but I went into one restaurant and I asked a waitress if I looked across the water and I said, "That's Catalina Island right there, isn't it?" And she goes, "I don't know. I was born in Hawaii." And I thought, what does that have to do? That's a big island, that you're looking at every single day that you come to work. A lot of people just don't care, all right? They just don't even care. But once I started asking people about seeing UFOs, I got some weird reactions. And I have to be kind of careful here because, look, nobody, and I'm telling you this for the record, nobody has come to me and said, "Josh, don't talk about UFOs." But I met some people in California who were about to tell me some stuff about seeing UFOs right there near that shoreline. And right when they would start to speak, they would stop and they would bite their tongues. When we come back, I'll explain what I'm talking about. And you're never going to guess what else I'm going to bring up. Pee-wee's Big Adventure. This show is called Strange Things. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. and I'll be right back.
Hang in there. Josh is coming right back on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With age, women and men have issues with fine lines, wrinkles, under eye bags, crepey skin on the neck, and aging on the hands. Dr. Nathan Newman, doctor to top athletes and celebrities, plus creator of stem cell-based Lumines, is proud to announce a much lower price on his products. Dr. Newman, tell me about the long-term benefit of Lumines versus other store-bought products.
The technology that we have comes from the factors and the polypeptides that the stem cells are producing. These are the language that the skin uses to talk to each other. And by using these products, you're maintaining the health and balance of the skin versus other products that we used to have before this technology came about was only putting something to cover the skin. It was never really to help to maintain the balance of the skin. So when we're using the Lumines Care line, we're going to continue to have a very healthy and beautiful looking skin that will be maintained and will continue to get better and better over time versus when you're using a moisturizer or when you're using most of the other products that we had before this technology. You would only get sort of the moisturizer right then, and then that was it. There was no long-term benefit.
Thank you, Dr. Newman. For several years, we have offered Lumines products and decided a price reduction was in order, so more can enjoy the amazing benefits of Dr. Newman's stem cell-based Lumines. Shop now at healthylooking.com or call toll-free 800-604-3129. If you would like to try Lumines, how about our starter kit, postage paid for $19.99? See the full line of products from Lumines plus our starter kit offer at healthylooking.com. That's healthylooking.com or call 800-604-3129. Lumines from healthylooking.com.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. And when I go into a business, a restaurant, I do kind of stand out. I probably don't act like a normal person. I always go in and I look and sound like a radio host. And then I start asking questions and people are like, who is this guy? And so I do understand why that sometimes people might be a little intimidated if I am feeling especially extroverted, I guess you could say. But I'm telling you, all around some of these UFO hotspots, especially in the area around Catalina Island, time and time again, I would say, so, do you know any stories? Have you heard anything? And the first person who comes into my mind is a waitress. And usually, you know, people who are working in that profession, I mean, they're looking for a tip and, you know, they like to socialize. And she was wearing a lot of turquoise and she looked like she was a very open-minded person. And I could tell as soon as I asked her, she literally opened her mouth and she wanted to tell me something. And then she closed her mouth and she kind of like looked up and she goes, well, I have friend. And then she stopped and she goes, no, no. And of course I look at her and I'm like, I'm not a government agent, which that does no good, by the way. I'm like, I'm not a government agent. I'm a talk show host. I'm barely even a talk show host. I just am a podcaster, you know, at this point. But nope. Over and over again, people would not talk about it to an unusual extent. I mean, usually it's the opposite. When you stop somebody on the street and say, you got any UFO stories? Oh, yeah, they spill their guts. They tell you stuff. You're like, okay, I'm bored with this now. It's to me, I can tell after doing this stuff as long as I have, I believe that there's somebody or some organization or some message that's been put around certain UFO hotspots around our country here, the US of A, that is inspiring people to not talk about UFO experiences. Is that just me being paranoid? Okay, fine. Call it what you will. That's my opinion. So I did encounter that. And then as I was driving around California and working on various projects, later I'll tell you about when I'm allowed to, what these projects were. I went to some cool places. You know, my mom and dad were both of them were born in 1952, and they grew up watching Westerns. And so at one point, I got to pass through Pioneer Town, which is an old West movie stage, basically, that was made in the 1940s and was used for many TV shows and movies. And that was cool because you can go through there in the middle of nowhere and, you know, you got this old West town when they have a couple of saloons where you can still drink and eat and go out and play around with a lariat, a lasso. Maybe I'll post some pictures of that for you. But here is where things are going to get kind of geeky for me. You know, one of the reasons that I do this show is because I'm allowed to talk about whatever I want. It's called Strange Things. And one of my favorite movies is Pee-wee's Big Adventure. If you have just lost respect for me, well, you know what you can go do right now, okay? I have to be nice also. I can't curse. So you know what you can do. Pee-wee's Big Adventure, I always thought was a great film. It was Tim Burton's first film. And without going into it in depth, there is this great ghost story scene in which Pee-wee gets on a, he's hitchhiking and a tractor trailer picks him up. And this woman named Large Marge tells him this ghost story. And like, if you don't know what I'm talking about, again, you just have to watch the movie. And so anyway, she drops Pee-wee off. And then he turns around and there is this gigantic, actually there are two gigantic dinosaurs standing there at a roadside attraction. Turns out that's real. That's just outside of Palm Springs, California, which is a very, very weird town. But anyway, they call them the Cabazon dinosaurs. And, there's a whole like, little park and a gift shop and everything. And for me, that was a big deal to just actually go. Like, if you remember the movie Pee-wee's Big Adventure, which I think came out in 85, Pee-wee, he ends up with this waitress named Simone, and they go up and they watch the sunrise and the mouth of this giant Tyrannosaurus Rex. It's very odd, and they fictionalized that setting, but I was able to go up into the mouth of the T-Rex that inspired that scene. And I know at this point you're thinking like, okay, good for you, but why are you telling us this? My point is there's just a lot of weird stuff out there that you discover on the road. And I got to, you know, if you didn't know those dinosaurs were real, well, I'm telling you they are. And I love just like crazy roadside attraction stuff that goes back to the 1960s. There's not a lot of it still left out there. But California is a very bizarre state, in my opinion. As you drive around California and you go through, you know, especially Southern California, and you go through these desert towns, there are lots of interesting and I think kind of funny names of places. There's Morongo. Let's see. I just took some notes here. Kickapoo. The Kickapoo Trail. We passed a place called Doggy Style Pet Grooming. Passed a business called Peaceful Warrior Fitness. That is so California. You know what? I really do. I love California. But it's easy to make fun of California as well because it's so big. There are all these different towns and you never know what kind of vibe you're going to get. Like sometimes you go into a city and you have, there's a great vibe. And other times you go into a city and, you're like, is this place full of zombies or something? I mean, it's very, very, unpredictable what you're going to get in California. And so as I was filming this program, actually, I shot more than one program, as a matter of fact, while I was there. I was traveling around and I was thinking to myself that maybe I should do something here in this state that's cool because I love Laguna Beach. You know, I'm a beach guy. I lived in Puerto Rico for 5 years. I spent a lot more time there. But I love Laguna Beach. The only thing I don't like about Laguna Beach is that the water's too cold to get out and snorkel in. At least it is for me. I'm used to 80, 90 degree water. And so I said to Lauren, I don't have the time to do live events anymore, really. You know, I'm going to do one in September, in outside of Seattle there in Everett, Washington. The George Norrie live event. I'm going to do that. But otherwise, I just don't have a lot of time to do events. But I do like going to the beach. And I said, you know what, Lauren? I've been producing events for 30 years now. And I could produce an event for 1,000 people and charge them $26. And I would get 1,000 people. that would show up for that. But I said, what if I produce an event for one person out there, and just charge that one person $26,000? And so Lauren goes, well, you know what? With all the stuff you're going to give, because, you know, I told her, like, I will do this and this and this and this, and I can just focus on that one person. She said, I think it's a good idea. So I sent out this invitation and I said, look, I'm willing to do one day at Laguna Beach with one person for $26,000. And if this is not for you, fine. Okay. That's okay. It's all right. And immediately applications started coming in. So now I have to figure out, you know, who I'm going to do this with, because I'm very, very fortunate. But I got this one email from this guy, this like passive aggressive email that ticked me off. And I thought, I'm not even going to bring this up on the show because I don't like to talk about negative stuff. And then I thought to myself, maybe I should bring this up on the show. And there are a lot of people out there who listen to the show. Maybe you're one of them. If you experience passive aggressive negative feedback sometimes. And so I figure I got to take a break here in a minute. And when I come back here, I want to tell you, like, I don't know if I'm going to read this email verbatim, but I want to read you this email this dude sent me that ticked me off for a minute, because I wish a wishing machine could make you immortal, but I'm getting older. I'm getting more tired. I get grumpy. Somebody sends me a message sometimes, ticks me off. I'm going to share this message with you when we come back, and I'm going to tell you what I think about this. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'll be back right after this.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Strange Things coming right up.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. so I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Tired of thinning hair and not so thrilled with the options to reverse it? After 10 years of extensive research, Dr. Nathan Newman is proud to introduce Reveal. Easy to apply Reveal works great on men and women and is used in the comfort of your home, applied morning and evening. Free of parabens, sulfates, silicones, and dyes, Dr. Newman uses stem cell technology and natural ingredients in this revolutionary product.
It's the only product that can be used for men and women without having to worry about side effects on your heart. It wasn't an accidental discovery. It was really made for the hair, so it doesn't have all the side effects that all the other products that we had. Because it was made for the hair, it really has very good effect very quickly. You will see the changes in your hair, not in 2 years, but you will see it within 2 or 3 months. You will see that it's thicker, is more lustrous, better. And the more you use it, the more it will continue to benefit and maintain the hair, because it's a fight against our genetics and against the hormonal changes that we get. Once you start using it and you see the benefit, you want to maintain it by continuing to use it.
Reveal is a luxury home care system applied twice daily that is as good a treatment as you would find at the most exquisite salons at a fraction of the price. And only at HealthyLooking.com can you get Reveal with free smart delivery shipping. Simply enter discount code George. Time to return to a fuller looking head of hair with Reveal from HealthyLooking.com or by phone 24/7 at 800-604-3129. 800-604-3129. Genuine Reveal is not available in stores. Order today at HealthyLooking.com. Reveal.
Welcome back to the final segment of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and I usually don't bring up negative stuff, but I thought, you know what? This is a part of life. I mean, can you imagine? I get thousands of emails per day, and most of them are great. But once in a while, you get something negative, and I think, maybe I should just address this. Because here's something that you should understand about me. I was born and raised by good parents who taught me courtesy and how to be polite before the internet existed. And so, I mean, I never even heard the word email until I got in college. And now, people think they can just get on the internet and just shoot nasty stuff off left and right. And I don't like, if you're going to send me an email or post a message, then I expect you to treat me the way you would treat me if we were at least having a phone conversation. Maybe that makes me too sensitive, but I'm just telling you, it's just like, I actually read all the stuff that everybody sends me. And I think, well, would you say some of this stuff to my face? It's very rare. It's very rare. Okay. This comes from a guy, and it's not that bad, actually. This is an example of passive aggressive. So I said, hey, look, I don't have time to do events anymore, but I am open to the possibility of meeting with an individual who can afford it.
for $26,000. Now, if you see a car that you want and it costs $26,000 and you don't have that, do you write a letter to Toyota and say, screw you for charging that much for the car? No, you just ignore it. You're like, okay, this is not for me. Anyway, here's what this guy wrote. I'm not going to use his name. He says, dude, that's how he starts the message. Dude, I like you and I have kept up with you for years and always listen when you're on Coast to Coast AM. I'm from North Carolina. Blah, blah, blah. What I want to know is how can you get people to pay this much? LOL. Also, isn't there always serious consequences and prices to pay for ritual magic? I am a Christian, but not a fuddy-duddy. Don't know what that means exactly. And I definitely believe in magic. Just so you know, my mental state, I used to own a bar and party like a rock star, so I'm cool. But dude, do you just not believe in God? Pretty much all of the holy texts out there forbid magic. So are you a Luciferian? This is not an attack, and I'm not trying to offend you. I'm just curious. And then he goes on to say something about judgment from God. I'd really like to hear back from you on this. And then Lucifer and I know that good and evil do exist. Thank you, and I hope you respond. P.S. I like your radio show, by the way. All right. So anyway, now you might think, come on, Josh, why are you wasting your time reading this stuff? Here's the thing. This is a real person out there who took the time to send me this message. Well, when it comes to whether or not, I should charge whatever I want to charge for my time, well, why don't you just go do your job for free? How about that? I don't know what you do, but why don't you just do that for free from now on? So maybe it's good to look in the mirror before you start, figuring things out mathematically. But I guess one of the reasons this kind of hit a nerve with me is because my whole life, since I was a kid, I have had people out there who have said that I was somehow involved in some kind of devil worship or whatever, because I was born in rural North Carolina, and growing up there, just because I was interested in ghosts, there were people who said that I was into devil worship because I was into ghost stories. I had to stop dating a girl at one point because her dad said that, I was a devil worshiper because I was interested in ghosts. And plus, not only that, but I was stupid as well because, ghosts don't exist. You got to be dumb to believe that. And then that transferred into UFOs. Oh, UFOs are just demons. So it's the same thing. And then from there, it goes on to psychic phenomena and all. Look, people have been telling me my whole life what I'm doing is evil. Or I'm stupid because I believe in stuff that doesn't exist or whatever. And I'm just telling you guys, listen to me. For one thing, I wrote this man back and I said, have you even read any of my books? Prayer is magic. Prayer is magic. Everything that I do is for the greatness of God. And of course, he'd never read any of my books. And it's amazing. If you're in a position where you have people sending you stuff like that, just realize you're not alone. But listen to this. Now that's rare for me to get something like that. Here are a couple of other emails I want to read to you. And this one comes from a woman named Yvonne. And see, she said that she hoped I would read this. Or at least she says, I have permission. She says, Dear Joshua, I have written to you before concerning my psionic dematerializer. That's something I sell on my website. And whether it would be permissible to change what I needed to be dematerialized. And you gave me some good advice and I followed it to the letter. A situation arose this afternoon that seemed absolutely impossible to fix. It has to do with my adopted daughter getting divorced. She was being supported in this by a family member, and they had a falling out. The family member withdrew his financial support, which left her absolutely devastated since she is not able to pay the fees by herself. If you've ever had to deal with lawyers, you know this is serious money we are discussing. She was completely distraught and positive that help was never going to happen. And when I tell you that this girl has suffered so much in her life, the only thing I could think of was how I could help her. I told her not to worry, but that I would take care of it. I knew immediately that I would remove my current request from the dematerializer and place hers in there instead. That was about 4:30 this afternoon. At 5:30, I received a text from my daughter, and it simply said, quote, "He is going to help me," along with a copy of the emails that they exchanged. I absolutely cried tears of joy, Joshua. I know that you had wonderful results with your dematerializer, and mine has been working on my request, but it's a really big problem. And this happened so quickly, my head was spinning. I don't know if you really understand the good that you were doing in this world, but there is a woman tonight who is going to put her head on the pillow, and it won't be stained with tears and despair. And it's all because I had the trust and wisdom to buy the dematerializer and put it to good use. You can use this as a testimonial if you wish. You have my permission. I wish you love and light always. And again, that's from Yvonne. How cool is that? I have another email that I was going to read, but we're getting short on time here, so I'll save it for the next show. And this is from a guy who listens to me, and he got put in prison. In prison! And he said he was supposed to do 8.5 years. Well, I'll read it to you next time. But let me just say this also. You might find this interesting if you listen to me. Yvonne mentioned how expensive lawyers are. You know my book, Use the Force, The Jedi's Guide to the Law of Attraction? That book was blatantly ripped off and published by a publisher in another country without my permission. They printed thousands of copies of it. And I thought to myself, why would you do that? Why would you rip off a book called Use the Force? So I took legal action and, just got that problem taken care of. All right, my friends, time to kick back, chill out, relax, and enjoy the good fortune tone. That's it for this edition of the show. Follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift and check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show and to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Well, if you like this episode of Strange Things, wait till you hear the next one. Thank you for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.